Hey everybody, welcome back to Negro Please Radio. I'm your host Chris Allen. How's everybody doing? Glad to be back here. I hope everyone is doing okay. We're still in the quarantine. We're still doing the social distancing. It is just dragging, baby. No end in sight. We don't know what's going on. I hope everybody's doing okay though. Welcome back. As usual, off top, I want to take the time out to thank each and every last one of you guys for tuning in. So please tell your friend, your coworker, your enemy, your neighbor. Next time you get on the Zoom call, you know, one of those big Zoom calls that's got like 400 people in it, just go, hey, man, you should check out Chris Allen's Negro Please Radio podcast. It's pretty dope. It's only 20 minutes. It's free. It's pretty good. Go see it. Even if you don't like, at least just listen once. Okay? So do that for me. During this quarantine. I guess I'll jump right in. For those who don't know, we have a 7-year-old son. His name is Miles. And I like to talk about the different things that are going on in his life. Sometimes it's big, small. Sometimes there's nothing there. Sometimes it's sad. Sometimes it's funny. Sometimes it's just whatever. And I call them my milestones. Nothing big going on right now, but him and I have started a little video series called The Miles Minute, where I'll ask him different questions. We've done it twice so far. People seem to like it. The first question I asked him, what would he do to solve world hunger? It's pretty funny. And today I uploaded a video asking him how he felt about people who listen to their music without headphones in public. He had a great answer. So that's what I'm going to be doing. I'm going to try and do it every day. He does get pretty annoyed if I kept asking him to make videos. So maybe not every day or when he's in the mood, because he's 7, but he has the mentality of a 55-year-old black man who's been working for the city for 25 years. He does not play that shit, as they say. But it's fun. And I finally figured out some content to create. Because look, I know right now people are asking comics like, what are you doing? Where's your content? Are you writing? Are you doing this? What about that? Have you set up that thing? Da, 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 da. Look, I'm writing jokes. I'm working on a project with somebody. But I'm not about to really stress myself out and force some content that gets 83 likes, you know? Especially if it's something that I'm not really 100% on board with. Like, I'm just doing it just to say I've created. Like, when this is all over and people are like, well, so what did you come up with a web series? What did you do during the quarantine? You had 4 months in the house and you didn't make any videos. It's just like, if I'm not feeling something, I'm just not going to do it, man. You know, I'll take a break, man. I've been doing this for years now and I've missed out on a lot. You know, my family, you know, my wife, my son. And it's just like, you know what? I'm not about to stress myself out and force making content. This is a time for me and a lot of people, most people, to reconnect with your family. We spend so much time at work, just away from our kids. They're at school all day. You know, we get 4 or 5 hours a day with them, if that. And it's not even like 4 or 5 hours of constant, you know, interaction. You get home, you got to get snacks. They got soccer practices. They got homework. You got a meeting to go to. So you might only get to spend a couple of hours a day with your kids and even with your spouse. And this is a time you can reconnect, get to know your kid even more. You know, talk to your wife or your husband about shit that y'all haven't talked about in years. So I'm trying to work on that, while also still trying to be productive and create content and write material, you know, but I'm not about to force it. I'm just not going to. It's you know, it's a nice little break. I think, while this all being tragic, you know, people are dying, millions of people have lost their jobs. It's just, you know, I know it's super stressful, but we should all take this time to kind of sit back and reflect and connect with people that we love and that we say we love and care about, you know, and not worry about the rat race so much right now. And I know it's easy for certain people to say, if you're not really financially strapped at the moment. And God knows You know, what would happen, you know, if my wife lost her job or jobs? You know, I might be a little angry too, or upset. And yeah, I mean, speaking of upset, man, we got so many people right now just very, very upset. They're angry. They want the country to open back up. And look, it's like, I get it, man, but if we want this thing to go away, we have to be patient. We have to obey the rules, man. We have to stop politicizing this shit. You got these fucking idiots in Michigan out protesting. You know? And that's the thing. Look, if you're a conservative and you want to be able to call this the Chinese virus, you need to stay your ass home. All right? We put measures in place to slow down the Chinese virus. Now, if you want to go against those measures, because you like your freedom, which is fine. And if y'all go out and y'all start getting people sick and this thing ramps up again, you know, I think we were starting to see the curve flatten a little bit. And if it comes back up and it's due to the fact that y'all wanted to reopen this country and get people working and get people out in public again, I'm going to be forced to call this the GOP virus. This will be the conservative virus. It will be your fault. You know, you love finding that single point or the points of failure when you don't think you have anything to do with it. Yeah, love pointing the finger, man. This guy's fault. He fucked up. He did it. Well, guess what? If you want to go out to these beaches and hang out with your friends on barbecue, it's going to be your fault. And I know y'all don't like that. So won't you just stay your ass home, man? Okay? And to me, it's just so ironic who it is. And look, honestly, I feel like both sides of our political party system suck. But for me, conservatives, you're worse. You're terrible. Because you claim to be the moral compass for this country, you know? You want to represent the religious people, the moral people, people with morals and with values, family values. You know, you say everybody else is godless and immoral and wrong. But here you are, man. Here you are. You're phony, man. The guy you got in office right now, not a Christian, not a good person, not a good guy. But all of a sudden, you want to throw all that shit out the window just because of the letter next to his name. You know? All of a sudden, you don't really care about Christianity, you know, and being faithful to your wife. You don't care about none of that stuff. None of it. You're throwing it all away. You're supposed to be the moral compass. That's why I feel like you're worse. I feel like you're worse. So I don't get it. It's all this tough guy talk about how everybody is so soft. Everybody needs to toughen up. No one ever said life was going to be easy. You know, if you're having a rough time, you got to get another job. You got to figure it out. You got to toughen up. You got to pull yourself up. You know, you got to dig hard. You got to look in within yourself. And here you are being told to stay home. And you're acting like you're being oppressed by some tyrannical government because you can't go do everything you want. Aren't you always telling people, hey, man, life ain't always fun. It's not always fair. Now, here it is, not fair to you, and you're bitching and complaining. Now, if you were empathetic to shit other people were going through, systemic or whatever it is, if you had more empathy and understanding, go, you know what? You might be right, man. Maybe these people are treating y'all differently. I would be all for it. But the fact that you swear it doesn't happen when it comes to policing or when it comes to like equal opportunities in schools or employment. You deny it. You tell people to stop crying. And here you are fucking whining because you got to stay home. I don't get it, man. It blows my mind. I really don't get it. Oh, you know what? I almost forgot. For the Miles Minute, if you do have any questions you want me to ask Miles, send them to me. It's negropleaseradio@gmail.com. Send them on over. Don't forget, man, he's only 7, so don't send any crazy shit. I mean, I might laugh at it, but I'm not going to ask him. He's 7, and my wife would kill me, so I can't go too wild with the questions. Yeah, sorry to be going on these like these political rants, man, but this whole thing has gotten so politicized. It's sad, man. I think it's going to be the downfall. You know? Actually, I have a couple more questions that I asked on Facebook. Like, yeah, people who know me, they know I'm a Second Amendment guy through and through. I support it. And typically, most people who are to Second Amendment through and through are typically conservative people. But I have liberal friends that are, you know, gun nuts as well. My thing is, it's like, okay, most of the 2A people are super pro cop, you know, blue lives matters. They are all for the troops. You know, you better not badmouth cops. You better not badmouth or disrespect the troops, because that means you're not a patriotic person and you don't fucking belong here. But what I find odd is these same people that claim to love police and the military so much. And my thing is, that's fine if you love these groups, but I don't support any group blindly. Okay, when police are out of pocket and they doing too much, you still support them. Yeah, I don't care who they shoot, who they beat. You always find a way to justify it. You call Cap a nigger and all type of shit because he's kneeling during the anthem. He says that's disrespectful. But you're also picking up arms to defend yourself against a government that you find tyrannical. So this same group that you claim to love and support and blindly, you're saying you're willing to shoot it out and kill these people if they did make a decision that you find unjust. Now, how is that possible? How on one hand can you love them, you know, you support them when they're oppressive to other groups, right? Telling people to just comply with orders if you don't want to be shot or beaten or taken away from your family. But if your state government's like, hey, you need to stay home, some of them are willing to shoot it out with police and the military on American soil. You're willing to kill those people you think are heroes. But yet you'll get mad at Cap for kneeling. You get mad at people for saying police suck, but you're willing to get into a shootout with them when you're told to comply with something that you don't like. Blows my mind. Don't get it. Hypocritical. But hey, what do I know? There was something else I was going to bring up too. I'll bring it up last. I watched Uncorked on Netflix the other day. I don't know if any of you guys have seen it. Great movie. It's so good. Because, to be honest, I'm not a huge fan of black cinema, a lot of it. Because it's the same thing over and over again. Big mama house. You got to get out the hood. You know, it's just like the strong black woman who doesn't like the guy at first because he has a regular job, because she's some high-powered lawyer and he's a janitor at a high school, but he's still hot and got a six-pack. And it's just, that doesn't appeal to me, man. But this movie, man, I loved it. I loved it. If you don't know, it's basically about this black dude who wants to be a sommelier, but his family owns a barbecue restaurant, but he doesn't want to continue with the family business. And what I liked about it, and don't get me wrong, I like a black struggle movie. I watch a slave movie. I watch a civil rights movie. But it's refreshing that we've moved on from that somewhat, and we can just have a regular movie. You know, there's not really any racial undertones or hidden messages in it, other than the fact that, like, hey, as a parent, sometimes you just got to let your kid do what they want to do. You know, and for him, it was like, hey, you still can pursue things, but your parents might need help. You know, like, you might want to pursue your dreams. You can pursue your dreams, but that pursuit might not look exactly how you want it to look. going back to the whole resolve thing, we were, like with this whole quarantine thing, it's just like, hey, you still can move about and be yourself, but it might not be exactly how you want it to be, but you still can find ways to get shit done. I like the fact that he was kind of awkward and weird, you know, a lot of dark skin characters. I thought that was great. Which you don't see a lot of in cinema. And I like that it wasn't, not to spoil it, but it wasn't a great feel-good story. It's the way it ended seemed it very real. Did I say seemed it? It seemed very real. I'm sorry. But it was a great movie. It was a learning experience for the parents in the movie and for the main character. And I really, really enjoyed the movie, man. I really enjoyed it. I highly recommend it to anybody. Like, you don't even have to be into culinary arts or any wine. It's just a great movie about somebody, like, you know what? Coming to the realization, like, I can't live my life to make my parents or my family happy all the time. I have to do what's best for me. You know? And people eventually will have to get on board and respect me, especially once they see how serious I'm taking my pursuit of my dream. To watch, you know, their family get on board and support was great. And I just like the fact it was something so different. You know, it wasn't over the top. I really enjoyed it. It's on Netflix. Check it out, Uncorked. It's great. God damn it. There was something else I wanted to mention, but I just can't fucking remember. Let me look it up. I know I had something I wanted to bring up. I think I only have 3 minutes left. I'm sorry, man. Is this coming up with shit is there? Oh, you know what? This is funny. So I was doing with a bunch of my friends last night, comic friends, and it's so funny the view people have of me, man. Like, my homegirl Ty was like, yeah, you just seem like one of those white black dudes that like anime, and I didn't think you were going to be funny. It's just crazy to me how, like, I got to be careful how I say this, but how certain people of a certain demographic look at black men who they deem, because she was like, no, you just seem like clean-cut kind of guy, and it's just like, why does clean cut and respectful have to be lame or not funny? I don't understand. That's such a weird mentality, you know, that I even at 40, I still have to deal with that. And I know she wasn't trying to be hurtful, but it's just, I've heard this my entire life, you know, like, and then she was like, oh, but then I saw you. You were very funny. I was like, oh, this dude's cool. It's just like, it's so weird. We're like, why do I have to prove myself to my own people so hard? It gets old. It gets very, very old. And it was very hurtful to me for years. But, you know, I'm learning to get over it. I just think it's funny. Now I can kind of laugh at it. But it's just, and I'm not trying to say anything about her at all. But it was just like, man, this is still a thing. Even at our age, man, people are still like, what do you mean I'm not black enough? You know? It's crazy. It's like we're middle-aged. And I got to prove. Yeah, because she was even like, I didn't think he had any street cred. What the fuck I need street cred for? I'm fucking 40 years old. I'm pursuing comedy. I'm not trying to be a tough guy on the street. Yeah. Like I said, that was a huge part of my life that affected my demeanor, my attitude, my self-worth, and how I viewed myself. It was very, very hurtful to me for years. That was always an insecure spot with me when I would come into a new group and feeling like I had to prove myself to black people, as you know, to prove that I was black enough, I was down, or whatever the fuck you want to call it, man. But it's just crazy. But she didn't treat me any different, and I appreciate the honesty. You know, it was just thoughts in her head, and she was like, oh, I got this dude all wrong. He's cool. But automatically just think I'm lame because I don't come across a certain way initially. It's kind of silly to me. But I don't know. I've dealt with that my entire life, and it's I'm glad I'm at a point in my life where I can't lie, it still bothers me to a degree, but I don't let it I don't lose sleep over it. I will say that. It's just like, I guess now I'm to the point where it's just like, God, why you still think like that? But before, it was just like, it would bother me all day. You know, I would want to talk to my mom about it, talk to my wife about it. I would have to get reassurances from other people to tell me that I shouldn't worry about it. But now I was just like, eh, it is what it is. And I just kind of find it funny now. But all right, that's been my 20. So there's the show. That's the show. Follow me on Instagram and Twitter. If you want, email me some questions for Miles at NegroPleaseRadio. Why did I say it like that? The email address is NegroPleaseRadio@gmail.com. And if you have any like questions for the podcast you want me to answer, hit me up, because I'm grasping at straws here. I'm not really doing much, man. I'm sitting at home. I'm watching soccer. I'm going on runs and watching TV. So I don't know, maybe some movie reviews, show reviews, something. I got to figure something else out to talk about. That way I'm not just on here ranting about fucking conservatives and politics and liberal white women all the time. So yeah, help me out here. Find me some stuff to rant about, like food or some shit. All right, peace.